Welcome to the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour. This broadcast is brought to you through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries in Toronto, Ontario. And we trust that you will be blessed as you open your hearts to the Word of God for your life. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Praise the Lord. Today I would like you to know that the Holy Spirit is real and His power is real. And I'll be reading for you today from the book of Acts, chapter 2. And Acts chapter 2, verse 1 says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place." Oh, glory to God. It says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come. You see, we can divide this chapter into two sections. One, we can divide the chapter of the coming of the Holy Spirit. It's recorded from verses 1 through 13. And then the sermon of the Holy Spirit. You see, I believe that every message that God gives to any speaker that is spirit-filled are the messages or the sermons of God. And that's one thing we need to realize. And I would like people to know that messages are the Word of God. It is God who gives us His messages to bring to the people that need them. And that's why Jesus came. The Bible says that when He stood in a temple at one time at the beginning of His ministry, right after being baptized at the river of Jordan, Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor and to heal the sick and to those that have no sight, to bring sight to the blind and to bring healing and to bring deliverance." What a Savior. And you see, Jesus knew that here it was in the book of Acts chapter 2 that Jesus been ascended in chapter 1 into heaven, and He told His disciples to go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. You see, the Father had promised to send the Holy Spirit, and God would like you and I to receive and to have the fullness of the Holy Spirit living in our life. If ever you and I will become God's choice for this hour and this day and time that we are living in, we need the Holy Spirit. And I would like to say to every person who is hearing my voice today that in our world today, it is messed up, it is corrupt, it is full of ungodliness, it is evil. And we are heading towards the coming of Christ. The end of all things are at hand. If ever we will live and live a life that is empowered by God and for God and through God, it is by the working of the Holy Spirit and the abiding presence of His Spirit in our lives. And here it is, it says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all of them, all His disciples. And I had the privilege of going to the upper room more than once while I was in Jerusalem. And it is a beautiful place to be at, where you can feel the presence of God as you begin to worship Him there. And the 12 disciples, along with the 500, they were assembled together. They were all together in one accord. They were together. They had one mind, one heart, and they were expecting the same thing from God. And if ever the people of God today would have one heart, one love, one compassion, one unity for one another and for the people of the world. God doesn't care who you are. God doesn't care whether you're black or white, or God doesn't care what religion you come from or what color or race or ethnic group you belong to. He loves us. He made us in His image. He made us in His likeness. And He would like to fill us with His Spirit. And the Bible says that when that day, that wonderful anticipated day of Pentecost was fully come, they were together in one accord. If ever God's people would receive from the hands of God today, we've got to be together. We've got to expect together. We have to learn to stop pulling down one another and tearing down and breaking down and criticizing and condemning. And we need to realize that the only way that we can build up one another's life, it is by the power and fullness of the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to be able to live the life of Christ. You see, beloved, no one, there is not one of us who can live this Christian life by ourselves. We need Jesus. You and I cannot live this Christian life. I can't live it. No one can live it except the Christian life live in us by and through the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, it is the power of the Holy Spirit that cements, that power cements the will and the life of Christ in and within us. It says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all together in one place. They were expecting God for a mighty revival, a move that will change the course of history. Yes, it did. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 23, it says that Christ is the first fruits. Oh, yes, He is the first fruit. Amen. And I want you to know that Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to the church. He promised the Holy Spirit to those who believe in Him. God does not want us to live an empty life. I don't know what church you might be going to, but it is God's desire and it is God's will that you have more than a religion, that you have the fullness of God, and that is when the Holy Spirit lives in our lives. How can the Holy Spirit, one may ask, live in my life? It is when we open our hearts and we trust God and we surrender our will to Him. God fills us with His Spirit that you and I can call Him our Abba Father. Isn't that wonderful? This Bible speaks of the will of God. The Bible is the Word of God. And the Bible declares that they were together in one place and they were in one accord. The Passover speaks of the death of Jesus Christ. We learned that from 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. For even, beloved, Christ, our Passover, is crucified for us. Since the Passover has been fulfilled in the death of Jesus, the feast of first fruits has been fulfilled in the resurrection of Christ. Oh, yes, it has. And we believe that the feast of Pentecost represents something, and that something is, it is the fulfillment of something wonderful. It is the fulfillment of the birth of the church. It is the fulfillment of power for every believer. The day the church came into existence was the very day when the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost. It says, when the day of Pentecost was fulfilled or fully come, that means that this was the fulfillment of the meaning and the purpose for which it was given originally. On Pentecost, there was to be a meal offering to the Lord, which was to be presented in two loaves of fine flour baked with leaven. In Leviticus chapter 23, it speaks about that. This was to depict the beginning and origin of the church. When the day of Pentecost was fully come. Oh, there had been a great anticipation by the prophets of old. There had been a great anticipation of many of old. Many had not lived to see the fulfillment of this prophecy that was written in the Old Testament. But thank God that Jesus came, He brought redemption, and that fulfillment came right after the redemption of the believer through the death of Christ on that cross. It spoke of the coming of the Holy Spirit in the very particular ministry of calling a people out of this world to form the body of Christ, which is the church. Beloved, I want you to know that 3 minutes or 2 minutes or even 1 minute before the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, there was no church. 5 minutes before the coming of the Holy Spirit, there was no church. Hallelujah. But I want you to know, in other words, in order for the church to come to birth, the Holy Spirit came. The Holy Spirit came. In other words, what Bethlehem was to the birth of Christ, Jerusalem, on the other hand, was the day of Pentecost, and it was to the coming of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit became incarnate. He began to baptize believers, which means that the Holy Spirit identified. Baptism means to be identified with. And they were identified with Christ as his body in this earth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, it says, "For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." Why did the Holy Spirit come? The Holy Spirit came to begin a new work in the life of the believer. The Holy Spirit began to perform a ministry on the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost was fulfilled on that day. And I want those of you who are listening to me today, if ever you will fulfill your mission for God and your life for God, it is by and through the Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, it means that Pentecost, which Israel had been celebrating for many generations, was fulfilled. The Holy Spirit came. Believers were baptized. Lives were changed. Lives were transformed. They were now filled with all the fullness of Christ. I want you to know, when the Holy Spirit came, he was not visible, but he was imminent. He was present. He made his presence known in two ways. There was an appeal of two of the gates through which all mankind gets his information, the ear gate and the spirit gate. I want you to know that the Holy Spirit used both these gates. Through the ear gate, they heard a sound from heaven. Hallelujah. And God baptized. The Bible says in verse 3, "And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each one of them." And I want you to know today, you can be filled and be baptized with the Holy Spirit, and you can be filled with the fullness of God. And if you are plagued with a sickness or a disease, I want you to know there is healing there for you today. Just believe God. Just touch that area of your body, because I believe that God is releasing even right now a healing for your life. May God heal you and deliver you and set you free by the power of his Spirit. God bless you and God keep you until our next broadcast again. Do write to us. Send us a letter. Let us know what this program has meant to you. And you can also support us in many ways more than one. You can ask God to speak into your heart and you be obedient to God. Until next time, God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.